Big Soto Radio, it's Jay Fierce Rodriguez here in the studio with Robert from Fernley Reporter here to talk about everything and everything, anything and everything going on in Fernley. How goes it, Robert?
You're really good.
How awesome. I'm doing pretty good, man. It's, we're getting this thing taken care of, so it's pre-recorded so we can broadcast it today, and that way this is happening while I'm on vacation. So wonderful technology these days, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So tell me, what's been going on?
Well, we're doing this on Saturday, and I just got done at City Hall with attending a planning session that the city is doing for their strategic plan up through 2021, and today was the fourth out of four sessions over the past 8 months that they've done, and so this is coordinated by Dr. Fred Steinman from the University of Nevada, Reno School of Business, and they're putting this plan together that they're going to use over the next 5 years to make their annual goals, and so it was kind of interesting just seeing some of the things that the city talked about that are important to them, and a new mission statement, and just basically long-term goals that they can break down into individual things that they want to accomplish year to year. So it's kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, it was a long session, right? It was like 6 hours or
started at 10 o'clock this morning and wrapped up right around 4 o'clock, so a long day, and they had a good turnout of city employees that participated, so that was good to see. There were seven members of the public, so
seven members of the community, that was it?
Seven members of the community, and they had said the last session, which was in November, had 30 people there. But
that's a huge drop.
That's a huge drop. But
could it be because it's the summertime and, you know, I mean, everybody's probably got all the summer
plans? That's probably part of it. And then part of it, too, is that the first three sessions they did was where they were actually coming up with the different components of this plan. And then today was kind of wrapping it all up. So they did have a lot of community involvement that they were able to tie back into. So that may have been why some of the people who participated before didn't feel the need to come back. And then also, as you say, a Saturday in July is a little bit different than a Saturday in November.
Exactly. No, there's definitely a big difference there. What did you find to see the most intriguing, topic or thing, that, you know, whatever that the case may be, that that probably would have brought more attention or would have brought more feedback as well?
So part of this plan, it's basically built upon three goals, and the goals are like community engagement and fiscal responsibility and growth, and just basically promoting business and promoting a good quality of life, maintaining and improving that. And so it was basically just a brainstorming session where people were listing all the different ideas that they had as far as how to accomplish some of these goals and how to measure whether we've achieved them or not, or I speak we as a community,
right?
But more specifically the city and the city administration, whether they achieved those goals in relating to the business community and the residents of the city. So just seeing some of the ideas that the city brought out was really, really interesting.
Was there anything that you felt or found that would be a great idea, or that maybe the city will or should act on?
Well, most of this was really sort of like a macro perspective, and just so that they can bring this back to a yearly planning in December when they come up with their goals for the following year.
Okay.
And so that's the time, assuming that they adopt this plan once it's finalized and presented back to them, which will take probably happen. I think Daphne Hooper, the city manager, said sometime in September that this would be completed and presented. It'll go first to the planning commission and then the city council, and then if they all approve that, then they will use the plan as a working document, so that when they make their goals for the coming year, they will basically come back and say, does this goal fit with our larger goals, and how can we measure our effectiveness? And so
there's definitely some still. So there's still some time for the committee to put some more input on this.
Will be presented at the planning commission and the city council, and so there will be plenty of time for people to come in and speak about this and offer some input. So
wow, that's crazy. But a lot of stuff still.
I mean,
long day for you, I'm pretty sure, but definitely a lot covered, it sounds like.
That's covered a lot of ground.
That's pretty cool. So you spent your whole day at City Hall today dealing with that, or this past Saturday, and now what else do you have for us? What else is going on?
So with the school year starting on August 15th, so the next couple of weeks I hope to gather up a bunch of back-to-school information to start posting on the site, things that parents need to know for their kids coming up, and maybe some, like, the bus routes and all the different schedule of things that the schools have coming on, and just start promoting things that people need to know before they send their kids back to school.
And which is, of course, almost every parent's nightmare.
Yeah, every parent's nightmare. Or,
well, and then, you know, or, what? It's also the kids' nightmare, too, because they've been enjoying the summertime vacation. It's like, oh, my gosh.
And it's still too hot to go back to school right now, too. So
why can't we go back to school in the fall? Yeah. You know, and then we'll stop school in spring and summer, and we'll be good for vacation. It's going to be pretty crazy. I can almost tell. I know things are. I mean, you've already seen the back to school commercials on TV and all of the, you know, the stuff that they've been putting out at the stores as well. That everybody's ready for back to school. They've got a lot of sales going on and everything. But yeah, it's going to be pretty hectic. So you'll be following up with some of our schools out here and seeing how things are going. Are you going to be talking to
all the schools out here? Are really good about giving us information about like their open house nights and some of the events that they have. And new programs or anything new that they have at the school year this year that parents need to be aware of before school starts, and just basically just schedules of things that they need to know when to be where, and then they usually give us the bus routes because sometimes those change from year to year, so you can look on that and see, you know, where and what time is your kid getting on the bus.
Awesome. So you guys will be able to provide that information as opposed to just the school district as well. So you're going to be talking. So you have, it sounds like you got the connections there taken care of with the school personnel and district individuals. Are you going to be talking to some of the parents and some of the kids as well as to what's going on through their minds and how the transitions usually are for them from summer to, you know, going back to school and stuff like that? Or
We'd be talking to some parents and some kids about how it, especially once school starts, you know, what's new this year, and how excited are you to be back, right?
Right. And I've actually come across a lot. I mean, school today is definitely different than school yesterday, because back in time, school was, you know, one of those dreadful things. But gosh, they keep coming up with new and improved programs and classes and structure and literature and stuff like that that literally gets these kids all hyped up that they actually don't really like summer vacation. But I really haven't. I've only met maybe one or two that would say, "Hey, I'm not happy to be on summer vacation. I wish I was in school." But that's the thing, though. Today, you get a lot of the kids who actually love going to school.
There's really so much more interactive curriculum now in the schools, and they do, instead of just sitting there listening to a teacher talk all day long, they actually work on projects. And
that are hands-on.
Things that we did not do when we were going to school that are just so much more interesting, but, you know, different ways of teaching now.
It was all about textbooks and chalkboard. Everybody hated the chalkboard. And now there's more hands-on. Like, you've seen these, these scientific classes, these robot classes. They're building up these robots and using remote control, controlling stuff with iPads and cell phones and stuff like that. I mean, these things are just impressive, you know. So finding out these different programs is really, really awesome. And now I know why a majority of the kids that I run into say, you know what, I'm not happy I'm on summer vacation. I wish I was in school because I really love going to school. And you get a lot more kids that are actually graduating earlier, too, because they're so advanced than others, you know, with all the programs and everything available. They're taking advantage of it.
Well, so many of the high school kids now, and with the Jumpstart program through Western Nevada College that they have, some of the kids that are in that program this past month graduated with an associate's degree from community college the week before they graduated from high school. So they graduate from high school as a junior in college.
That is so cool.
I love that. You know, it's so much of a cheaper way to go, because once they get to a university, they're only two more years away from getting a bachelor's degree, and saves the family a lot of money. And it's just students that have an academic path and they follow it right now have so many opportunities. And
there is a lot of opportunities. You can get all your college stuff taken care of while you're in high school with some of these programs, and by the time you graduate high school, you're already, you know, advanced in college.
And they're dual credit programs, so they get high school credit for taking college classes or vice versa. And so it's not like you have to do twice the work.
This is exactly why I hear it from the kids. I am happy to be going back to school. So for those who dread going back to school, take advantage of these programs. I mean, they don't really cost you anything for the most part. They usually don't cost you anything to get started and you know, feed your mind and get the empowerment of what you can do with your life after you're done with high school.
So along these same lines, we will have a special guest on August 16th, which is the day after school starts, from the Lyon County School District, that will be in the studio with us to talk about some new
things. Okay, so
someone
from the school district coming down to talk to us here in the studio. Awesome.
They will be coming in and talking about new programs or just the preparations that they made. They'll be telling us how the first day of school went, so looking forward to that. And
definitely and looking forward to that.
Hope people tune in to hear that.
Awesome. Yes, that's going to be it's going to be Tuesday, August 16th here on Big Soda Radio. So make sure you're definitely tuned in. And, of course, we do this every Tuesday with Robert at 4 o'clock. So make sure you're listening loud and proud. Also, you've got Senior Rodeo coming up.
Senior Rodeo coming up.
Yep. Are you excited about that?
Always excited about that. That's I love.
So, Robert,
I'm going
to ask you. You know, we should do something between radio talent and a newspaper reporter about maybe seeing if we can do some sort of contest over there at the rodeo. I wouldn't mind challenging you if you're interested into getting on the bucking horses, or I'm not big on the rodeo stuff, but maybe we can get involved and do something that would put us to a challenge. Furley reporter
against
Big Soda
Radio. You'd like to wrestle a steer, Jay?
What's that?
You'd like to wrestle a steer?
Let's see what I'm always open to doing stuff like that. It'd be fun. I think it'd be crazy and fun at the same time. What about you?
No, I could give it a shot.
We should talk to them and see if they'd be interested.
Talk to somebody over there and see what happens.
If they want to put us on the spot over there, and then we'll see how many more people we can get from Fernley out there to come and support and root us on and see who's going to win, right? I'm always open to doing crazy and fun
I'm
stuff.
I'm open to that.
Let's do it. Senior Rodeo, Robert from Fernley Reporter, and Jay Rodriguez of Big Soda Radio. We'll definitely have to talk to the Rodeo Foundation out here in Fernley and see if that is something that they wouldn't mind putting us on the spot for, right? As long as it's not 104, 108 degrees, I think we'd be okay.
Land, we're not getting trampled by steers or in bulls. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's great having you in the studio as always. I look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday, 4 o'clock here on Biggest Little Radio. If you would like to have Robert come and talk to you about anything that you got coming up that you would like him to spotlight for you, just talk to him by shooting him an email. It's robert@fernleyreporter.com. Once again, robert@fernleyreporter.com, and your website is fernleyreporter.com?
It's just fernleyreporter.com.
Okay, fernleyreporter.com. There you have it. And, of course, you can always follow us up with some of the events going on around here in our community on our website, bigsoderadio.com. Click on the events tab. Also, after the broadcast, of course, since I am on vacation, this broadcast will be launched onto our site and SoundCloud the following week. But you guys can definitely go and check out all of our past podcasts on our website, BigSoda.com. Click on the podcast tab. Robert, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
You too, and have a great vacation.
Thank you.